You're listening to SBS News.
3 decades on, the former European Parliament president grapples with a shrinking support.
Naively, we thought the 31st of October was do or die time. But there you are, we're still here wondering what happens next.
Having decided to leave, which was pointing to a direction, they haven't been able to agree on what is the destination. The British Constitution that has been stress tested almost to breaking point and the unity of the United Kingdom will both be severely stressed.
Having brought former Soviet bloc nations out from the cold and into the single market following the fall of the Berlin Wall.
Not just a vision of peace, i.e. not being at war, but a vision of reconciliation, a deeper thing.
3 decades on, the former European Parliament president grapples with a shrinking support.
A lot of people in Europe look at it and say, well, what's going wrong in Europe? But when I zoom out, I see we're not alone. Where ultimately it leads, I don't know, but history gives us pointers. We had, after the Second World War, a devastated continent. We had Pax Americana that came through NATO. That has become for Europeans, and perhaps for Australians, crux Americana. Old certainties have been shook up. Old alliances haven't ruptured, but have not been nurtured.
Opening the door to a new partnership as Australia and the European Union build greater strategic and economic autonomy.
Is there a sense that America first means America alone, for allies like Europe and Australia?
Hopefully not. You in Australia, we in Europe, we cannot make the other guy's policy. But we sure as hell can make our own policy. When people like General Mattis stood up to speak as Defence Secretary, they were reassuring voices. They were weighty persons. And they knew of what they spoke. They are gone. And that's where these anxieties come from.
Brett Mason, SBS News.